We now welcome Toni Miller to the show for Meet the Candidates. She works in healthcare as an RN. She's a Democrat from District 9, which is in Minnehaha County. She's running for state representative. Toni Miller, welcome. Thanks for being part of Meet the Candidates.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lori.
Tell us a little bit about District 9. What do we need to know?
Well, it's part of the Northwest Sioux Falls. And then we also go out into Crooks, Humboldt, Hartford, and Noval Lake area.
All right. Tell me why you are reaching out to voters in that area saying, I want to be your representative. What inspires you to run now?
Well, being in healthcare, my main thing has been for several years is Medicaid expansion. And when I ran last time, I met a lot of people that could have benefited from that. You know, they fell into that odd gap where they didn't make enough money for a subsidy under the ACA, but they were not on that, you know, poverty range where they could get Medicaid expansion. So there's a lot of uninsured folks in South Dakota, especially in the rural areas. So, you know, we know that we have one of the highest rates of uninsured low-income people, rural areas up to 47%. That's a lot. That's a big number.
Right. And when you ran before, that was an issue. When you're running now, that seems to be an even more pertinent issue because of a pandemic. And we watch the hospital cases every day. There are many people who are going to suffer at home and avoid going to the hospital because they can't afford to make that journey. Tell me why this issue that is important to you and others is so urgent now in 2020.
Well, you know, I'd like to see the numbers. I know that the healthcare systems have lost huge revenue from the elective procedures that they had to forego. But I would like to see how many uninsured people were treated in our healthcare systems and how much that's really going to hurt us. Now, I don't know if and when we're going to get those numbers. And again, especially in the rural areas, you know, when people are so far away from any healthcare system or emergency system. So I think that if we could just expand Medicaid, I think that we could get some more outreach and some clinics into the smaller communities, too.
When you explain to voters how that is workable in South Dakota, what kind of questions are they asking you? And how, you know, I'm guessing it's going to be, well, how do we pay for that? How do you explain to them that it's doable?
Well, it is. And as, you know, many of us already know that it was actually Dugard's plan. And it was revenue neutral. And, of course, he had to make it that way because there's no way it would have passed a Republican legislature if it wasn't. And, you know, as South Dakota, I do find it odd as a state that we are not taking those federal dollars because we have been known to do that. So I don't know why we're leaving that federal money on the table when we could use that to help so many South Dakotans.
Yeah. We know a little bit about your healthcare background. Tell us more about your life, your family, and where you grew up and things like that.
Well, I grew up in Sioux Falls. I've lived here my whole life. I'm married, and I have a 13-year-old stepdaughter, and she goes to public school here in Sioux Falls at Edison. And my husband works for Brooks. He pours concrete for a living.
Yeah. As we have navigated this pandemic and the nationwide civil unrest where people are talking about equity and racism, one of the topics that has come up is equity in other areas such as wages and affordable housing. And you say that affordable housing is something else that South Dakotans should be thinking about. Tell us more about that.
Well, I work, you know, I'm a volunteer for St. Vincent de Paul. So I have worked with many with the homeless population and also with so many of our clients that are just on the verge of eviction. You know, luckily between not just working with St. Vincent de Paul, but with community outreach and county welfare, we pull together a lot to help save people from eviction. And I don't know what's going to happen here in Sioux Falls now, since there wasn't really a moratorium, I guess you would call it, to keep people from getting evicted. I don't know how much the One Sioux Falls Fund was able to help, but I'm really worried about that. I'm really, really worried about people being evicted during this crisis, especially if some of them haven't been able to go back to work yet.
Right. Let's talk education, because that was something else that was really drastically impacted by the pandemic, where people had to very quickly pivot to online learning. We're still not sure what that looks like in the fall, but one thing is clear: our expectations for teachers and for schools' ability to function is very, very high. What do you think, if you were elected to represent people and peer, you would lean into when it comes to public education?
Well, are you talking about the online learning, or are you talking about like what I was, running on was a pre-K program?
I'm just talking in general, like, for you, what do you think is an important thing to consider for education? The pre-K, is
Well,
that, yeah.
last time I was really focusing on, universal pre-K, but the last two sessions, we couldn't even get, well, not me, the Democrats had trouble even getting a task force together, which, from what I remember, was only going to cost about $13,000. So that seems pretty reasonable to me. And then another part of the education too that I think we need to keep looking into is some more needs-based scholarships, because we have a lot of kids that are leaving our state. They're leaving to go to college elsewhere, or they're just leaving the state when they graduate. So I
Right.
think that we need to look into more needs-based programs to help. I've been a nurse for 17 years, and I'll just be honest, I'm still paying off my student loans. So I
Right.
don't want that. I don't want that
Yeah.
for my stepdaughter, my nieces and nephews. So we need to really start focusing on that too.
Yeah, our previous guest was libertarian and really talked about public or political parties in the state. You're running as a Democrat. How important is it to have a balance in the state legislature from your perspective?
Yes, very, very important. As you can see, just the things that we're talking about right now, Medicaid expansion, education, public education, I would think that that would be pretty bipartisan, but it seems to not be. And so, yes, absolutely, we do need to have much more balanced government in peer.
Any final thoughts before we let you go? Tony Miller's from District 9. What would you like to leave us with?
Well, just that I think that we can, that I think most South Dakotans, want a South Dakota that works for everyone, not just Democrats, but, libertarians, independents, Republicans. And so I think that we just need to really look at all of our values, that we want freedom, opportunity, security for all South Dakotans. And I think that we do need to just work together and focus on, making South Dakota a good place to grow up and grow old.
Tony Miller, thank you so much for being part of our Meet the Candidate series.
All right. Thank you, Lori.